Sleep used to come by his office every day after the run when Heather worked there. Then, when Heather didn't work there anymore, gee, lo and behold, he didn't come by anymore.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Look, you have always said you know you're not the only girlfriend.
Oh, I know, but it's like, I mean, it's one thing to know it, and then it's one thing to know
it. I know.
And then I just feel like, this is what I don't understand. Okay, why is it okay for everyone else?
I don't know.
She is not much older than I am.
No, she's not.
I just feel...
But she's not there anymore either.
Really sad. Well, she was there through the election. She was there the whole time.
Well, I would like to know what she sprung to from this.
You know?
I'd like to know what kind of salary she's commanding now, because let me tell you, she was about as sharp as a marble. I mean, she was not known to be particularly bright, okay? So I'd be very interested if she parlayed her little advance work into some six-figure salary.
I don't know.
Then we'll know.
Just...
You know, I'm afraid if you let him get you a job in New York when you still have unresolved feelings of unfair and unjust treatment, that this is, it isn't going to be the solution. And here's why. I mean, you now have proof that Heather has access.
Uh-huh.
She gets in. She's with him, you know?
Ugh.
And why not you? And why is Heather allowed to, you know, prance all around the West Wing looking like a Kmart hooker and you're not? I mean, I'm playing devil's advocate here because I don't want to freak you out when you go to New York and say, I turned my whole fucking life upside down to accommodate his goddamn needs.
Well, but he wasn't going to accommodate my needs. I mean, he wasn't going to get me. I mean, it's been a year and he hasn't done it, you know?
Have you ever had a conversation about these things? I mean, by that, I mean, you know, others are allowed to stay and I'm not.
I think I screamed it last time. But I don't think I got any response.
Well, he's never going to admit he had a fling with Heather. I promise you that. He's not.
He won't admit it with anybody.
Oh, you can't. I don't want you to get upset like this.
Well, I can't help it.
But Monica, whatever he feels for you really has nothing to do with anybody else anyway.
Well, yeah, it does, because... Well, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think he can be magnanimous. It's not him. He admitted as much to you. He tries... Did I just think that?
You mean monogamous.
Yeah, I must be very tired.
It's not even with me, though. I mean, that's the whole point. It's just like, why not me, but you're with them?
But I mean, who knows? We don't know if he has 5 in the West Wing, 2 in the East Wing, and 1 in each city. We don't know anything. All we do know is he had something with you for all this time, and he cares enough about you to justify in his mind what he's doing and to help you out. But he's too scared to bring you back into the White House. That's the bottom line. I think it has to do with the age. It really does have to do with the age. I think he even horrified himself in his rational moments. Like, holy shit, what am I doing? With Heather, you know, she's married. She's over the hill.
Oh, she's not over the hill.
Oh, okay, she's 50.
I know, but I mean, she's a knockout.
In your opinion, okay? I think she looks like she walked straight out of Walmart, but...
Well, I don't know. Maybe you haven't seen her lately. She doesn't dress like she comes straight out of Walmart.
No, she doesn't. That doesn't mean a thing. So she buys all her clothes. She buys all St. John. So what? She buys them because they're expensive and they're knit and they cling to her silicone tits. I don't know. All I know is that I don't believe all that you do.
Oh, I just feel... Linda, I'm just confused. Just in the big picture of it, I'm just confused.
You're questioning his...
Well, just, it's not him as much. I'm just questioning the whole experience. I'm like, why did I have to go through this? Okay, why has every time I've tried to walk away from it, you know? I mean, like, made the ultimatum, it comes out so that I'm still in this stupid thing, you know? I'm like, I don't understand it. What am I supposed to learn? What is it that I'm supposed to gain? I don't feel any better about myself. I don't have more feelings of self-worth or more self-esteem.
Well, the you-know-what of the you-know-what found you awfully attractive.
Oh, but big fucking deal.
I mean...
He finds anybody attractive.
Oh, that's not true.
Oh, it is true. I guarantee you that given the opportunity with anybody, he'd let anybody suck his dick. I mean, I am serious, you know? I mean, it just... Ugh.
Well, I believe that if you were a one-time deal, but look at how long that went on. I mean, yeah, he had bouts of conscience and tried to, you know...
Well, it's just...
Sometimes we don't learn what it is we're supposed to have learned until a long time later. I mean, maybe you were supposed to have this experience because nothing after this is going to be worse.
It probably will be. I didn't think anything after Andy could be worse, and this has been worse. This has been worse. This has been more pain.
This has been a lot of pain, but I think the greatest portion of the pain has been the lack of continual
contact. I mean, he still doesn't even know that I counted the days until the election. I had my little organizer, you know, 100, 99, 98, 97.
Because you really believed him.
Oh, I did, I know. I mean, I just know with time that time and distance are the only things that are going to help me.
Yes, definitely.
And I did a rotten thing today.
What?
I called Andy.
What?
Don't ask me why. Don't ask me why, because I have no idea.
Because you're a glutton for punishment.
Probably.
So what did that accomplish?
Nothing. I just, like, really realized that he's just such a disgusting, just, ugh, I don't know. I don't even know how I could have ever cared about him.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he talk?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was just, you know, he was scared, and I enjoyed that. Isn't that disgusting? I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Oh, I laughed it up that he was so scared.
Well, you know what? Maybe that was good. You needed to do that to get it out of your system.
I don't know. But I was so mad, I forgot to, like, say to him the one thing I wanted to say.
Well, you usually do.
I know. Which was, like, calling him a prick because he said he was going to send me some letter, and he never did.
Oh, God, he's not worth it.
He's a piece of shit. I hate him. I should have asked him if his hair was still long and tell him that he looks like Ellen DeGeneres. You know what I was thinking this afternoon, too? Like, you know, it's so weird that when I was younger, it was such a big deal, like, losing your virginity, and who do you lose your virginity? And oh my God, it's such a big deal, blah 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 blah. And now it's like, big fucking deal.
Well,
you know,
that's why when you start, you generally continue.
Yeah,
the you know, the sort of, you cross the great divide or something.
Yeah. It was just weird. I don't know.
Go to bed and don't let's not freak out about anything until you will speak to him, because you will have to give you an update.
I just feel like I don't want to be mean to him, but I also don't want to be that nice, you know? Like, like it's all just stupid. You know what it is? Oh, what it is that it all makes me feel like what he's really saying to himself and, like, trying to express to me is, I just don't like you enough. I don't like you as much as I like the other ones. So I made a mistake. I thought maybe I would like you, but I don't like you.
Where are you getting this?
Oh, I don't know. It's just how I feel.
That's because you have no self-esteem.
But then he also said on the phone, you know, and I was going to tell him in person and I forgot. I was going to make him take it back. He said to me, if I had known what kind of person you really were, I wouldn't have gotten involved with you.
What does that mean? What kind of person are
because
you?
Because when he was yelling at me, he said, oh, I remember you said, oh, well, if you just want to stop doing this, I'll be no trouble. I'll be no trouble.
Oh,
and
no.
That was what started me. And I said, did you fucking tell me when I've caused you trouble? I said, you don't know trouble.
Man, he should be thanking his lucky stars that you are the farthest thing from trouble he's ever had.
But so that's what he said. If I had known you were going to get crazy like this or something. All right, he didn't say crazy, but if I'd known you were going to be like this, I never would have gotten involved with you. It was a very nice thing to say, I thought.
Well, he vacillates. One time he's a lover, next day he's the father. You know what I mean? That's something a father would say, you know, like chastising his errant
daughter. You know what I should have said, Linda? And I've been thinking, had it not been 2:30 at 4 fucking o'clock in the morning, I should have said, you know, you should be yelling at the people who didn't get me a job, not me. That's what I should have said.
You know how I feel about this. I feel very strongly that he should be thanking his lucky stars left, right, and center that you are who you are. You're a very unusual person. Most people going through what you've gone through would have said, hey, fuck you and the horse you rode in on, and let me call the National Enquirer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, you are the farthest thing from that kind of person, and he has no clue how fucking lucky he is.
Huh.
I mean, how did he know that you weren't taping this wacko conversation with you at 4 o'clock in the morning?
I know!
I mean, it amazes me, but somehow he knows.
He said to me, I've never been worried about you. I've never been worried that you would do something to hurt me.
Well, he's right, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He's very right. But then he has no business yelling at you and saying, if I'd known what kind of person you were in the beginning, I wouldn't have gotten involved with you.
I know. I'm going to make him take that back. That hurt my feelings.
I think he said it in a moment of total anger.
Oh, fuck him and the little motorcade he rode in on. I'm going to say that to him. I'm going to go, you know what? Fuck you and the motorcade you rode in on,
oh,
buddy.
God, it's terrible. But this too shall pass.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. There will be a time when you will look back on this with bittersweet memory, but it might...
Yeah, it'll probably be in about 30 years.
I just want... I really, at this point, hope that when you go to New York, you can really put him behind you.
I won't be able to.
Ugh.
I mean, it's gonna take me a long time. It took me a long time to get over Andy.